Before Mushers even left Willow, four-time champion Jeff King predicted more than a few teams would never make it past Nikolai.
There will be some race-ending circumstances for some of the teams early in the race.
King was correct. Reports from Roan include stories of a broken hand, a broken ankle, and numerous tales of broken and battered sleds. But none of that has stopped Ali Zirkle.
It'd take a little bit. It'd take a broken limb for me to get out of this race, which I can't. I won't say won't happen.
Her team seemed nearly unscathed as they passed quickly through McGrath. In fact, they really didn't want to stop at all. They pulled hard as Zirkle put her full weight on the sled brake. They let her stay only long enough to sign out of the checkpoint.
Feel pretty good?
Yeah, feel pretty good. If I can keep my team stopped.
All right, thank you.
All right, all right. Thank you very much.
Are
you ready? Yeah. Sonny Lindner arrived first in McGrath, chased by a bright red helicopter. He says the trail into the checkpoint was smooth and soft compared to what teams battled earlier in the day.
I like this trail better than yesterday.
That's because there actually is snow on the trail into McGrath. Lindner says it's purely luck that kept his sled together and his body intact.
Most of that trail, there was no control. You just had to try and hang on and not hit anything big.
But Lindner says communication with his team did break down a little bit.
Because every time you say easy, usually you do it in the fall training to mean slow down. But there, easy meant, hey, the sled's going to hit you at 80 miles an hour here, so you better get out of the way. So now they hear it and they want to take off.
He says it'll be another day or two before he knows what kind of effect a rough trail had on his dogs.
You got to look them over and see after running through that stuff in the gorge and everything. I'm sure some soreness is going to show up. Right there.
He points to his own right knee and laughs. He admits his dogs are far more resilient than his 64-year-old body. Even if they did make it past Nikolai, there are other mushers showing plenty of signs of wear and tear. Hans Gott came into McGrath looking tired. He stayed only long enough to drop his snow hook and run down the street for a drop bag. Despite the jog, he's in pain. He hit his head somewhere along the trail, and he's now taking ibuprofen for a sore neck.
Well, it's just stopping 16 dogs with my head, you know, didn't help.
Aaron Burmeister also winced as he dropped his hook and tried to pound it into the snow with his foot. He couldn't hold his barking, jumping dogs by himself.
If you want to stand, Stu, can you keep a foot on my anchor for me, please?
He reportedly has a torn ACL, so he can't put his full weight on the brake. He didn't say much as he blew through McGrath.
You feeling okay, Aaron?
I'll be all right.
Burmeister took a few minutes to limp down his line of barking, jumping dogs and look them over before he eased himself back on the runners, grit his teeth, and dropped down onto the Kuskokwim River. Mushers are required to take a 24-hour rest somewhere along the trail before they get off the Yukon River in Caltech. Many stop in Takotna, but a few might lay over earlier in McGrath, depending on the state of their bodies and their equipment. Still others may opt to stop in smaller, quieter checkpoints like Ophir and Cripple. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in McGrath.